Please welcome Ty Barnett.
I'm from Chicago, but I pay child support in Seattle.
Jackie Fabulous.
I am mixed with Negro and nigger. That's it. There's nothing. There ain't no white, ain't no Indian. I am all black.
My full name is actually Tyrone.
See, somebody grabbed their purse.
The name in Ireland actually means inspired and prone to creativity. In America, it means we're not hiring. So.
I said, well, that depends. Are you casting Shirley for what's happening?
400 years ago, this would have been an auction.
I had the small boobs, little tight booty. I was the hottest girl in fifth grade.
Your mom's a bitch.
Yeah, sometimes she get like that.
What the fuck is up? How you guys doing? It's the Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous. And you scared me once again.
Sorry. I told myself every podcast that we do, I'm going to try to start with more and more enthusiasm as it goes. I'm going to do this podcast like I do my drinking. I start hard at the top and just let it slide.
It's working because I'm used to hearing the podcast and hearing you and being like, I feel like I should be undressed. So you being like, hey, I'm like, hey, this, who is this?
I gotta keep the energy.
Okay. It's working.
We'll say that in about 15 minutes.
Then I'll be like, if you don't shut the fuck up, then I'll be upset.
Welcome, you guys. Welcome to another show. It's Martin Luther King Day.
All day, air day.
Yes. This is the day where white folks feel a little shitty.
We're allowed to have white friends. I texted all my white friends earlier. I'm like, I'm so happy we're allowed to do this.
I know, man. And let me tell you, here's the thing. I love everybody. And when I said I'm not bullshitting, like, I love every race and culture. I don't have those kind of issues with people. So to me, when I think about, you know, Dr. King and everything that he meant, I think, well, I ask, I should say, how far do you think we have come? Like, if you had to grade on how far we are compared to what he wanted.
Well, I think he could probably give a little bit of a lesson to people who handle auditions. Every now and then, they're like, Jackie, we want you to have some more energy.
What they that mean, means be a nigger.
Okay, what they mean to say is, we need for a sister girl to come out. Where's she at? We know she's here. And I'm like, Paul, can you? I don't understand what you're asking me.
Channel your inner Florence from the Jeffersons.
Every now and then, though, I like when I get a casting guy who was bold and like, they look at me like, you know what I mean. And I'm like, I know what you mean.
Come on. You know what we do.
You want this job or not? Then I'm like, you know what? I like your honesty.
You want to work?
Then I snap my fingers, put on a shower cap and a house coat, and be like, girl, you are tripping. They're like, okay, take it down. That's too much.
They do like Denzel and Training Day. You want to get paid? You want to go home? You want to get paid? You want to go home?
Have you ever heard of the Booty Warrior? It just reminds me of the extreme language. Reminds me of him.
If you're talking about the dude that was featured on Lockdown.
Yes, my boyfriend was like, you don't know who that is? Let me show you. Pulled up a movie or a documentary.
Yeah.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Yep.
I like you and I want you.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God.
That scared the shit out of me. Excuse the pun. I can tell you right now. I was like, nah, man. If you ever thought about committing a crime, watch that show. Because that motherfucker looked like he was down for his period. Like, he is willing to die for the booty.
And I asked the boyfriend, I'm like, is he gay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, really? I don't get a gay vibe. I get I'll kill you.
He is a butch of a butch. He is the butch of butches.
I can tell you that. The easy way or the hard way. So I'm like, you know what? Do that to me next time we're about to do it. See if I get excited.
To him, in that case, either way would be the hard way.
What way is easy way for anal? My bad. I'm sorry. So. Too early, too dirty. Back.
But that's
here.
What I said. I just think that if you ever thinking about committing a crime, fuck that. Think it through.
It's like Booty Warrior. What if we just, I don't know.
If he
first.
Has a title, do you understand what I'm saying? They it's not a rumor. It's not like, hey, man, you know, that dude might want to fuck you.
Uh-huh.
It's not that. It's like that dude is called the Booty Warrior, meaning that he has conquered enough booty to where he has a championship.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's the Hulk Hogan of booty. of Buddhists.
Buddhists.
sorry. He's the Hulk Hogan of booty getters. So.
And then he showed me the Boondocks episode that's dedicated to the Booty Warrior.
That's right.
And I was like, we had a whole night of Booty Warrior edification. So what? Didn't we do that night? Have anal sex.
I like you.
He's like,
and I want you. I like you, and I want you.
I said, no booty tonight, babe, because you've scared me.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. That came to mind out of nowhere.
Could you imagine if you started the night with that? Hey, baby, you look good tonight. I want you, and I'm going to get you.
I'd be like, who are you? And where's my phone?
I'm the booty warrior.
Where's my phone?
I'm the booty warrior. Like he has a cape or some shit. He's like, whoa.
I mean, we were on his iPad watching Booty Warrior movies and Boondocks. And I'm like, something about this night seemed weird to me. Yeah. It's like he was trying to warn me.
A few hours later, Jackie's like, oh, I know why you was talking about the Booty Warrior.
Was that your way of asking for that? Because we could have just had a conversation.
You could have just asked. You could have just asked. I wanted it, but yes, you could ask.
The prison rape scenario was a bit much, baby.
Wow. We didn't expect to start the show like that.
I can tell you
right now.
I can
tell you that right
now,
you guys. We did not expect the show to go. We wrote down a list.
I know. I deviated.
Of topics that are very across the board. And I don't know where Jackie came from with the. I didn't expect the Booty Warrior question. I can tell you that.
We didn't talk about any of that before the mics came on, but I'm
nothing.
Like, you ever seen the Booty Warrior? You're like, what?
I could not answer because I have heard of the Booty Warrior.
Okay, back to the
So, it's Martin Luther King Day.
All day. Sorry, Martin.
That's the worst segue ever.
Somebody on Facebook was like, well, so what Martin had side bitches and smoked weed and drank? He tried to change the world.
So did Kennedy, but no one ever talks about that.
I know, right? Kennedy was a whore.
Kennedy was banging chicks. I'm talking about, like, Kennedy would be, like, right now the Hugh Hefner of presidents.
But came back every night to Jackie.
That's it.
So nobody got...
And people still, they look at him as one of the greater presidents. And I don't know how much of it has to do with the assassination, but they still look at him like, yo, Kennedy was cool. So I think you look at Martin Luther King, you say, yeah. Honestly, and I was watching something today on him, and I was like, hey, you know what? I ain't saying it's right or not. I'm not judging anything. All I'm saying is, for him to have a statue, he's the dude. Put it like to you like this. He was the Jay-Z of protesters, of civil rights at the time. For all the people that don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's it. He is or for people older than that, he's the Michael Jackson of civil rights.
If we held,
so you don't think he's going to have a little bit of something on the side? Somebody wonder?
If we use infidelity as a way to hold men back from their accolades and their credit that they deserve, no man would accomplish anything. So
come on.
I don't condone it. I don't excuse it. If you cheat on me, I'm going to kill you. But
you'll get a statue.
We have to just be like, you know what? Men do what men do.
You'll still get a statue.
But he still did what he had to do for the greater good.
Yes.
I had nothing else better than, I couldn't come up with nothing else besides that.
That's okay. But yeah, I hate when people throw it out. You know, we cheated. Like no other politician has cheated. We got politicians that are fucking kids. Are you serious? Sorry. It is just true.
I know.
I hate that. I just hate that. Your job is your job. You know what it's like? Look, remember when, what's his face? The mayor, Marion Barry. Marion Barry and the dude from Toronto, the mayor of Toronto.
Love them some crack.
And then, guess what? Their economy was pretty damn decent. That's why Mayor Barry is the only one that's got busted smoking crack. His job was so good, they brought him back and said, we don't care if he smokes crack. As long as he doesn't smoke it and fuck up my taxes.
And neither man are skinny. So I want to know, what kind of crack y'all got?
Cause the crack light.
It doesn't make any sense.
Crackle.
It's low calorie crack. Sweetened with saccharin.
Oh my God. We'll be right back after this. We just got off to a blazing start. That's what's up. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Peace. And we're back. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
And keeping in the theme of Martin Luther King Day, I guess the question is, I mean, what do you think? Do you think race has gotten better? Do you think it's gotten worse?
Oof,
what?
I always think I'm kumbaya, we are the world, girl. But there are some times where I'm just like, my introduction to race has changed as I've been living in Cali. Because I'm from New York.
Right.
Bronx, New York. And a lot of things about
boom,
me.
Boom, boom.
What? Sorry. Big up. A lot of things about New York, if you're not talking about Manhattan and Jersey, the city parts, it's still very segregated. Right. I grew up in a West Indian Chicago family neighborhood, Latinos, American blacks, but it's never really been, it's still when you go home to see my parents, it's still right. black and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. When you go to Manhattan, then you're like,
Domino King.
Exactly. Domino like King. But when you go to Manhattan, then it gets whiter and it gets mixed up.
Yeah, dude.
Then I'm in Cali where we're all hanging out because there's more whites out here mingled with every other race. But in New York, they're still kind of segregated.
See, in Chicago, it's very segregated. Like, you have the blacks here, whites here, the Hispanics here. And so I get it. And to be honest with you, I never even thought about dating out my race until I left Chicago.
Like,
I
because you have dated out your race like a motherfucker.
Another thing I didn't expect to be brought up in the show. Yes, I have. I don't discriminate. I don't discriminate. I love women, period. That's it. I don't care what. Beauty is beauty.
Yes.
Femininity is femininity. That's it.
There are times where I'm like, I think me and Ty might have the same father. We feel like we're related because we have that much in common. And then I'm like, no, because I think this is
here's
more
the difference.
Nurture, the way I'm brought up,
I
not nature.
I am more open-minded than you are when it comes to certain things.
I don't have any control over what I like. Nobody does. So I don't have control
so
over
the
So if the
prettiest white boy came up to you and said, Jackie, I want to make you my wife.
I wouldn't believe him. It would take like a long time to be like, are you for real? Oh, you really want to go out? Oh, my bad. Let's go to Chipotle. I thought you were playing.
Yeah, but see,
but when a black man's like, I want you, I'm like, I hope you do because I want you. It's easy. It's instantaneous. Wow. No thought required.
That's
because I walk into a room full of black men and my nipples become erect pointing into the air. It's I can't control it. I just love black men.
I
walk into a room full of white men or mix, I'm kind of like, where the brothers?
I look at it like Skittles. I don't just eat one color Skittle. I love the whole bag of Skittles.
Did he say eat?
Yes, and I do. It's, I'm telling you, it's just so many different types of people on this planet that you just like, I just can't. Don't get me wrong. Let me make this absolutely 1,000%. She's taking out her earrings right now.
Getting the Vaseline.
This motherfucker. But no, here's the thing.
Yes.
I honestly love all women. But sisters, of course, I look at y'all and I still say the same thing. I told you, we talked about this earlier. When yes. I go to a casting and I see these chicks, and I'm talking about sisters, fuck, beautiful, they look like they belong on the cover of Ebony. I'm like, God, where the fuck are y'all? Where have y'all been?
That's how
this
I
whole
get,
time.
When I was single and I would hang out, I wouldn't see the brothers. But when I went, and I went to where is that, whatever it is, a club nearby.
Right.
We walked in, it was full of dudes, black dudes. I was kind of like, where the hell do y'all be when I'm horny and lonely?
But see, now where we differ is, I can look in that same room and it could be some white chicks in there. It could be some Asian chicks in there. It could be Hispanic chicks in there, Mexican, Puerto Rican. And I'm still going like, damn, she's fine. She's fine. Because I don't just look at one.
And to you is a room of pussy.
Yes.
Sorry. Excuse my friend. I love Jesus. But to me, I walk in a room. I'm like, where are the brothers? And there'd be all kind of white guys and Latin guys like, hey, girl. I was like, get out of my way. Where's Tyrone?
I love beauty.
Where's Jerome?
I love beauty.
Where's Duracell?
I feel every woman is beautiful. And you got to, every race, I should say, just be honest, not everybody in the world is the same level attracted to the same level person. It's just not. That's what life is. But every culture has beautiful people in their culture.
I guess so. I just like black men. I've never kissed a white guy on the mouth.
I tell you, every time you say that, you sound like you in fifth grade.
Like on my cheek and deep hugs, yes, but I've never been romantic with a Caucasian gentleman. And I tell my boyfriend all the time, who was a brother, chocolate, beautiful guy, if you and I don't work, next guy is going to be Adam Hershowitz. Because I'm tired. I'm just tired.
She could care less about what he does for a living.
No. No, he's got to have some money, too.
Some money?
Because you assume Jewish dude, I'm probably going to be okay.
The views expressed in this episode, again, Do I have to do that disclaimer every time? I don't know what it is.
I will know that someone is listening to us when my boyfriend's like, I heard your podcast and I want to see other people.
You cannot. Hilarious. You can't. Well, I don't think every. Well, I don't know. I don't know because I'm not Hurwitz. I don't know how much money they got.
Adam Hurwitz.
Adam Hurwitz. And the watch. Adam Hurwitz. Jackie, I'm here. Hey, Jackie, I'm here.
I love chocolate.
Still in the same neighborhood.
Here's the thing, too. I have traveled the country, and I've had a lot of white guys approach me with that intent. But their look on their face is more like I'm a fantasy that they're like, my parents would hate this. Come back to my house. Yeah, we're like a forbidden fruit to some guys around the country. And that's scary.
I'm about to do a black chick, yo.
Exactly. I look at those lips, girl. I never had lips like that on my day. Excuse me?
Armenians would be like, yo, dear sister, bro. Bro.
So we have the thing where we're like a fantasy to outside races, and that's offensive.
Yeah, but I think, see, now, the problem I have is that since I'm not the thuggy black guy.
No.
Like, I can't, like, I don't offend some white parents. They're like, oh, good. He seems like a nice guy.
Wear that do-rag in the girl's house. They'll be like, who is this dude? He's Thai. His name is Tyrone.
A do-rag and a wife beater in February.
Which is how he looks most of the time, guys.
I know. But outside.
Outside.
Okay, so wait. So what we say, is it better, worse, or what? If you had to pick a word, better, worse, or the same.
Oh, race relations?
Yeah.
I think it's the same and still on the worse side because I still read and see. And I've been called colored when I've gone to other states.
Right.
So it's not better yet.
You know what? Here's what I don't understand, and this is especially since the internet is the way it is now. This is why I really don't get. Let's say years ago, centuries ago, before information could, you can type it at your fingertips and see statistics and stuff. I could understand a little bit of racism, because you could be in one city, one state, and say, hey, all black people are evil. If you were that one person and you traveled to a whole nother state, and no one else heard anything, that person in the next state is going to get your information. It's not going to get the truth necessarily. It's going to get your information.
Yeah.
So I totally get it. But now with statistics and the internet and everything, social media being the way it is and the news being the way it's been for the last 30, 40 years, for you to assume just because somebody looks different, they're better or worse than you, seriously? That's the shit we still can't get past.
It's sad to me. It makes me cry.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave yet. I haven't seen the movie.
I was going to go see it, but not today. I have to wait another day. I just, like I said, the point is that you have to stop thinking that just because somebody looks different, their standards are better or worse than yours, or their life is better, or their life is worth more or less than yours. Yeah. That's it, because at the end of the day, and what everything has proven is that it's the same. You live and die the same way sometimes. That's what it is. It doesn't, one thing doesn't affect one person more than the other. And we just still can't get through that shit, which I just never understood that. So anyway.
I'm always proven that that's correct when I hang out with white females, and we start to do a whole boy talk and boyfriend and husband complaining. The same situations in every household. It's
white people are shitty just like black people are shitty.
It's never like my white girlfriend, her white husband or black boyfriend or whatever is like, he's always so. I'm like, mine too. Oh, my, it's a man thing. My bag, and I'm a dude with color.
That's it.
So behind closed doors in our households, same family strife and struggles and challenges.
Nobody's better than anybody else.
Ain't nobody know what they're doing. That's the whole point. Every color.
Even
all
though
confused.
We still can dance better. Sorry. That was my inside voice. Sorry. But it's true. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit of sports here in a little bit. It's going to get crazy. We'll be right back. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous. Outspoken Tokens. We are back. I am Jackie Fabulous.
What's up? Ty Barnett. What's going on?
And sports, I pretend to care for men, but Ty actually knows about this shit. So let's get into it.
You know some of this.
I know what to get laid and to stay relevant so that they call me. But really, I really don't care. I swear to God.
So if you guys know anything about football, you know this past Sunday was the NFC Championship.
Otherwise known as Lonely Vagina Weekend.
Shut up. It's our time.
Lonely Vagina.
It was the championship game between the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. Which I'm not gonna lie, I just now started trying to get back into watching football. Basketball is more the sport that I watch now, and I used to be big into football and then basketball. Now it's more basketball. But so I watched it actually, and I was rooting for Seattle, so that was cool. Props to Seattle for going to the Super Bowl.
Where are the Jets and the Giants? They gone?
Oh my goodness,
are they gone?
No, they still exist. They're just shitty.
Are they gonna? So not gonna be in the Super Bowl?
No, not anytime soon. Well, no, I don't know. Give it 2 years, maybe 2 years.
Wait, Seattle? You said?
Seattle.
So you're excited.
Yeah.
Aren't you from Seattle?
No, I moved here from Seattle. I moved to Los Angeles.
Where were you born? Chicago. I'm sorry. That yes. I'm meeting you for the first time. My name is Jackie. You never really know who your friends are.
Oh, my goodness. So out of all of this, yes. Out of the whole game, the game is exciting. So, like I said, it'll be Seahawks facing the Denver Broncos. So Eli Manning versus Russell Wilson. But here's the thing. Here's what the coolest thing about it to me, like I said, is Richard Sherman. Let me tell you something. This dude gave one of the best interviews after a game that I've ever seen. If you haven't seen it, you can't see it now, but you can.
He's getting a lot of flack.
Yeah, and I don't see why. Okay,
and he's just being passionate.
I think that's all it is. And so you guys here, take a listen, and then, let us know what you think.
Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
See, that's one of them things where...
he was about to say, that nigga Crabtree, but he left the N-word out. You felt it, right? Did you feel it?
Yep.
He's like, oh, camera. He had the presence of mind
That's
to
right.
remember.
He still kept it gully. He still kept it gully,
Did
but
you
he
say
said,
gully?
That's right. That's right.
They don't say that out
That's
here.
Brown sugar.
I'm going to cry. gully.
But I'm telling you, because, I mean, I ain't going to lie. When I watched it, it wasn't one of them things where I thought he was ignorant. I just thought it was one of the moments where everybody else sitting there was like, what the fuck is up with this dude?
Nothing.
Is he gonna fight this cat or what?
Nothing crossed my mind like, oh, he's embarrassing. I'm like, no, he's excited. He's been off the field for what, 2 minutes? And
that
excited?
The only part that I will say, if I had to pick any moment that was a little uncomfortable, was when he said it like he was talking to him personally. Like he was right there. Don't you ever say nothing about me. Okay,
he's not
right
here.
He's like, right there. Like, please.
He's not here, baby.
Bring it down. Bring it down. Like, I thought he was in the camera somewhere, like in a shot. I'm like, what the fuck? Is
he I know.
Here?
I'm like, who is he talking to?
So, yeah.
And Aaron, the Caucasian blonde reporter, who's numb to this, I'm sure, because she gets to go. Her history is going in the locker room when they're dick swinging. You know, what's that movie that Jamie Foxx was in?
I know you're talking
about it.
And
somebody walked in, and they were penis to the floor, literally.
Something. Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
And I remember seeing that movie, and I saw the locker room scene, and I swear to you, I was like, what? I didn't know how to act. Because I'm like, I've never seen a room full of, because in movies, women are naked front back, whole thing. Dudes are never full frontal.
Let me tell you this.
In this movie freaked me the fuck out.
Let me tell you this.
I was scared.
I did a thing for Daniel Tosh, mm-hmm. and the sketch. So the sketch was about it was a pie eating contest, but not pie. It was a pussy eating contest.
Oh,
and
you gotta warn me when you use the real word.
Sorry, I don't use the word. Yeah. But, uh-huh. But so the point is that we have to shoot this thing, and we had to pretend like we were going down on these girls. So these girls were wearing like. Skin colored Spanx.
Was that his show on cable?
Yeah, I know.
That's too risque for even that.
He's a white guy, but so to your point of saying that, you know, when she sees these
full frontal,
when you're in the moment, I think you got to think about it a little differently because that girl's crotch is like right there in my face, like yes. right there, and
that guy get over the shock.
It was just
perform.
Like I had to be professional. Like, okay, let's hurry up and get this. But so I couldn't look frontwards. I could tell you that I had to look all to the sides and shit.
This
is a real story.
And you had to mimic that action.
Yeah.
Over nude underwear.
Well, the sketch was a joke about how black men didn't like doing it. So that's what that's what.
Which
what
I am not familiar with. Just saying.
So when she's giving these interviews, I bet she's probably at some point she got numb to it.
And just yeah, like, that's you know. True. That's true.
But like you said, I mean, at least she gets to, you know, see what
she gets to shop. She is every woman's dream because most women, if we had it our way, we're like, look, I like you, but if I could get you and five others in your, you know, age range and body shape to be naked in front of me in line so I could choose, that's our dream. It's never going to happen. I realize that. But Erin, her, whatever her name is, she gets to walk into a locker room, which I'm sure she's probably dated and or whatever with a few of them.
Do you think she was freaked out
by the
comment, or do you think she...
No, I think she was kind of like, he's excited. Because anybody, black or white, or Latino or Samoan, whatever in the NFL, they get excited. The whole point of winning is to be like, I fucking won, bitch! And you should be allowed to express it. So Sherman did nothing wrong. Everyone's like, well, he sounds ignorant. Education, guys, comes first. When you win something on that scale,
articulation
is not on your mind. Okay? I had somebody give me one time at Starbucks a free coffee. I fucking lost my shit at the cashier. I was like, yeah, bitch, free frap. Who is your bitch now?
Hilarious.
Because good times are fun to celebrate instantaneously the way you feel.
Okay, but so here's the thing.
Yes.
And this is what pisses me off about this. Mm-hmm. This dude got a lot of flack over this. Oh, my God, I can't believe you know, be a professional. This and that. Listen. People talk shit all the time in sports. And what sport is more brutal than football?
Okay.
You think that's the worst thing that's ever been said? You think that's the worst thing that's ever been said in all of fucking football?
I want you to stand still so I can fucking jump on your back. That's football.
You know what I'm saying? So the way that they're talking shit about this dude, I'm like, come on, man. Are you fucking serious? You think about how these people are talking so shitty about this dude, but these are the same people that will sit there and watch four ladies on the Housewives or whatever show fucking argue all the time, call each other names, fight and all this shit. Y'all watch that shit all the fucking time, but this dude actually did some shit for real. Like, he did some shit for real. Like, he really helped win a fucking game for real.
Yes.
And he is fucking excited about the fact that he helped win this game, and he's talking shit about the dude, but you're gonna say that that's worse than any of these fake reality shows that you guys watch about these people with these fake arguments and shit. It's bullshit.
We should be concerned if he and his wife and his three kids are in Target next Friday, and at the cashier, he's like, don't you know who I am? Don't you ever talk shit about me?
That's a little too far.
The oatmeal, the price check was wrong. Relax.
I'm the best. I deserve the best oatmeal.
That's when you pull him aside and say, dude, take it down. You are embarrassing everyone of color and white. A couple of Indian. You're embarrassing all of us.
Can I get your autograph?
Exactly. Worry about it if he takes this outside or off the NFL forum. Otherwise, let him have a good time.
That's fine. Let him do his thing. All right, you guys. We'll be right back after this. We got a couple. Okay. One, Jay Leno's show is ending, so we're going to talk about that.
And you were on Jay Leno's show. It's called The Tonight Show.
I call it Jay Leno Show.
He wished it was called that.
It's The Tonight Show, but it's still Jay. He's an awesome dude. We're going to talk about that in a second. His final show is coming up, and we'll talk about who his final guest is.
And Ty was just honored a few weeks ago.
We'll talk about that, too. And we got our new favorite segment coming up, Guy Tips and Girl Tips from Ty Barnett and
Jackie Fabulous.
All right. Outspoken Tokens. We'll be right back after this. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Peace.
In like a woman. In like a girl.
You know we're recording right now.
And I didn't know.
Outspoken Tokens. Jealous. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Goodness gracious.
You know how much work we put into trying to have smooth skin, and your face looks like you got a facial before I got here.
Lotion. Cocoa butter. Ugh. That's the key. Cocoa butter. And moderate drinking. Depends on the day.
Jesus.
We're back, you guys. Outspoken Tokens. I don't know if we said our names, but I'm pretty sure we did. Anyway, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
So, you know, as you guys know, Jay Leno is ending his run as the host of the Tonight Show, and I call it the Jay Leno Show just because, you know, I mean, and no disrespect to Carson, because Carson is the dude, period. There's no, you can't say anything else other than that. He's the man. But when I know, I started watching more Jay. Like, I knew Johnny, but, you know, like, I knew Jay on the show more, and he was gracious enough to have me on the show, you know, a few times, and I can say nothing but nice things about this guy.
I have a crush on Letterman. That's who I love.
I would have loved it. I still would love to do Letterman, and eventually that will happen. But
yes,
you just got the thing with Jay is like he's always very personable. Like, he would come back and talk to you mm-hmm. about business. You know, just like just the comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's a comedian. He's one of those few people that don't have to do comedy but still do it because they love telling jokes.
He's at Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach every Sunday.
Every Sunday. So his final show is coming up. And so I want to personally say thank you to Jay and everybody over there at the staff, all of their staff, Ross, Mark, all of those guys. And let me tell you something. He's going to be missed. I will say that. Do you know who his final guest is?
No, but his first guest. No, sorry. Jimmy Fallon's first guest. His replacement.
Did I say first guest or last guest?
I don't know.
His last guest is going to
be. Oh, well, his first. Jimmy Fallon, who's taking over Jay Leno's spot on The Tonight Show, his first guest will be Amy Poehler. Who's the last guest for Jay? I don't know who it is.
Billy Crystal.
Oh, awesome. Close it out with a legend.
I know, right?
Billy's the shit. Always will be.
I saw him at Gelson's one time.
The supermarket?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
I would have had to.
Hey, you can't get past me. You could not say
he's
anything.
He's not getting past me.
Man,
I'm sorry.
You know, come on, man. I'll let the basket go when you say what's up. Cool. I'm just kidding.
One selfie. Stop being like that.
Super cool, dude. And so, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I just think I think that like I said, it's going to be a transition for him. But Jimmy Fallon's also great. He's gotten a lot better on that show.
He's a lot of energy. Jimmy Fallon's an example of what happens if you don't sleep, because he'll have interviews.
He's one of those people whose sketches, honestly, sometimes are better than the monologue.
Yeah,
his sketches are so
monologue,
funny.
Monologue, and they'll have a whole music concert in the middle of the show and interviews. It's like, Jimmy, mm-hmm. show ain't that long.
I like that though. It's mix it up. Keep people wanting to watch the
everything.
Show. That's what's up. So I'm gonna tune in to Jay's final show and to Jimmy's first show.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. So, good. Good. Let's go into, we're going to take a break, but there's no reason to.
No, there's not.
Let's go into the next segment, which is this is the second segment of our new favorite segment. Guy tips for girls and girl tips for guys.
I want to put you on the spot. I say my boyfriend 77 times per podcast. You don't ever really, are you in a relationship? What's going on? Put you on the spot, because I always see my boyfriend and you just go, so the weather. You're private, that's why you're shy.
Yes,
and you're
I don't discuss my personal life. Yes, am I seeing somebody? Yes, I am.
You remind me of my boyfriend. Let me tell you something. I had a thought where I thought of breaking up because he wouldn't allow me to post our shit on Facebook.
I don't like that,
like our status. When I tell you, I'm talking about tears and fights and him like, I don't get why this matters to you. I mean, we went
I don't like it. One, first of all, my life is public. My professional life is public. I don't want my private life to be out there like that. My girl loves pictures, though. She loves taking pictures.
I heard your ringtone. That's all I'm going to say.
I know.
Somebody loves them, some you.
So, I don't. You know,
Is that against her? You're like Thomas. Yeah. You're like, I said his name, my bad, but who cares? You're like him. You're like, look, I am committed. I am in this. Keep it quiet.
That's all. No one needs to know all this extra shit. But I like to have my private time. When I'm home, I want to be home.
That's the tip. The tip is, ladies, I know we want to be inside of his skin wearing the same pair of pants. When I tell you, when he comes to see me and he's on my couch, I'm literally sitting inside of his slacks. And he's like, I can't fucking breathe. But I'm like, I get needy where I want to feel your heart beat against mine. and it's cool. But then if there's 4 days where he's gone, I don't know where he is, he's hanging out, I'm like, listen, I have to let him do that. So yes, he'll let me wear his glasses with him at the same time.
That's right.
You got to give and take. It's give and take.
Let me tell you something. Okay, so thank you, ladies. I hope you guys all heard that. Please don't glance over what she just said.
You have to.
It makes sense. You don't want to be around somebody all the fucking time. It's just because you don't get a chance to miss them.
Yes.
If you're around them all the time. So, yes, sound advice.
Yes.
Sound
advice. Because, ladies, if you say to him when he wants to hang out with his friends, no, I'm going to call you, give me the address, I'm going to show up, and, you know, then he's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to fuck these four girls because I'm stressed out.
And I won't say it's to that extreme.
I need a release. But if you say to him, boo, it's Friday, go to Vegas, whatever, I'll see you Tuesday, call me, he won't do anything. Because the allure, the temptation, he's like, wow, my girl said I could go do what I want to do. I don't want to do nothing.
Yeah,
and he's a good boy as a result of that. Give him space and he will miss you.
Look.
Smother him and he will fuck everyone he comes across.
Don't take this information lightly, ladies.
I don't mean that.
People need space. And I know women need it, too. I know women need it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So stop acting like you don't. It's not like that. Just, you know, again, it's about you want to be able to miss the person. So if you're away from the person, you have a chance to miss them. If you're around them all the time, you don't get a chance to miss them. So I get that. That's true. That's sound advice. So let's see. What would I say?
Yes.
So my thing is understand that in order for a man to be who he is, you have to let him feel like it is his decision.
Ooh, ooh.
To be who he is. You can't don't try to turn him into the person you want him to be, because that's not going to be the person going to be genuine. You want the person that's genuine. You want the person that's the real person. And that person is a person that turns himself into that person.
Yeah.
If you turn him into that person, then his mood will go by how you act. But if you let him turn himself into that person, you're going to get a better person.
Oh,
you're
going to
get a better dude.
So true. If I try and get information out of him or whatever, he clams up. But if I don't ask any questions and we're laying around, he will volunteer everything.
We want to share just like y'all share. But don't make us feel like it has to be a sharing thing.
But not when I demand it.
No, just let them, you know, guys, we have feelings too. I don't know why women think that we don't. We do. It's just we express those things way differently.
I've been on the couch with him and I'm having a drink and he's watching wrestling, whatever the hell y'all watch. And I'm on my phone looking at Facebook and he'll just be like.
Generalization.
Exactly. And he'll be like, you know, babe, I was kidnapped when I was 9. What? Excuse me?
Can we just watch wrestling? I was not ready for this.
He'll open up when I don't expect it. And I'm just like. Okay, baby, talk about that.
I wasn't expecting this.
But, ladies, if you take the pressure off, they will share.
Yes.
And they will share to the point where you're like, stop sharing. I'm scared.
Yeah, but, fellas, don't share too much. She'll hold that shit against you. This bitch-ass motherfucker talking to me. Nah, don't do that. You don't want that person.
So, ladies, I know it's hard, but let him be, and you will get whatever it is you're trying to get. You force it, he'll run.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be right back with the last segment. We're going to dedicate it to the First Lady.
What? Happy birthday,
gotta
boo!
Be a special lady.
Ooh! Ow! Ooh.
And a very exciting girl.
I know how old we are.
So
exciting!
We'll be right back after this. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
That's hilarious.
Singing second, man. And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Let's get down on some harmony. Come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Oh, man, let me tell you.
The fact that we both got up and did a dance, like New Edition style,
is awesome.
Means we are old as fuck.
Yo, so this last segment of the show is dedicated to a special lady. She is. She's the First Lady.
It's your birthday.
Of America.
It's your birthday.
Michelle Obama.
What?
Turns 50. She don't look 50.
Is it today? On no, 50. A few days ago.
A few days ago. She don't look 50, though.
But okay, let's signify, let's understand the significance of this. She's a black woman.
Who made it to 50.
who's married to the first black president, and we're talking about it on MLK Day, and you and I are both black.
Yes.
And you live in Hollywood. You're allowed to live on the street.
I know. Do you understand? I can stand on my balcony and look at my neighbors.
And I met your two white female neighbor friends, Amy
who
and Sue.
Super nice. Super, 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 super nice.
Okay, so I said before that I better or worse. It's better today, y'all.
Ah, hilarious. No, she turns 50 and...
She look good.
Yeah, she don't look 50.
No.
She don't look 50. As you say, what do you say? Miss, she can get it.
Oh. That's for you to say. Brothers are like, Michelle could get it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
She's still sexy.
Because she works out, I hear, every morning at 5 a.m.
You see her arms?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She look like she will punch your face through, like through your face.
I'm sure when her and Obama play wrestle, he's like, okay, baby, stop.
You know Barack don't even mess around. Barack's like,
All right, you win.
Okay, it's fine. Sorry about the policy. But I don't know.
And she had Beyonce went and sang for her. She sang her hits. Irreplaceable and Single Ladies. Now Beyonce got a catalog song. How these two became the one she decided to sing, I don't really get.
She kept looking over at Obama.
All the single ladies. Okay. All the single ladies. Ain't nobody single in that camp. Irreplaceable. That's like when your man cheats on you. Ah, don't you know who I am?
And Obama was like, oh.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
So Michelle's probably like, look, I will be single because you are irreplaceable. Because your job almost done.
That's right. As soon as this 4 years is over, you just another motherfucker.
Okay.
That's it. You just another dude. You unemployed, actually.
Because Michelle could run if she wanted to. She says no now, but
she's
like,
not gonna run.
Probably in 10 years, she'd be like, you know what? I'm bored as fuck.
No, don't do it in 10. If you're going to do it,
five.
Do it in the next 5.
Okay.
Don't do it in 10. 10, you're like, come on, really?
She could run.
Because then it'd be like Cicely Tyson running. Like you like Cicely Tyson and you still respect her, but you're like,
Cicely's 100.
It's like a lot of, you could tell that Cicely is like, a lot of older issues.
Is it directed?
Like crotchety, but not crotchety in a bad way, but like that, like your grandma running for president.
Yeah, yeah.
So she needs to do it now while she's still kind of in touch with the.
Got some spice in her.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Can do the Dougie. Know how to dance.
Yeah, exactly. You want somebody to do that. You don't want, like, Michelle Obama doing the Dougie. I could see.
Yes.
Cicely Tyson, no. Don't ever let her do that. She has way. I have way too much respect for her.
She's trying to stretch out her limbs. But Michelle, between me and you, and whoever listening to this, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Her favorite designer, or favorite clothing, it was a while ago, was J. Crew. I used to work for them. I used in their corporate and their retail stores. I love them. I really do have a big old crush on Michelle. She's pretty. No. No, she not. No. If I had a lesbian day, it wouldn't be her.
It wouldn't be her.
No, it wouldn't be her. I want to hang out with her.
She looked like she'd take it from you, though.
No. Hey! This is the one time I'm not okay with those jokes. Leave Michelle. A lot of black people don't like sex jokes about the Obama and Michelle. We're like, hey, have some goddamn respect. Ain't nobody banging either one of them. Now, Obama got an aide. You know who's aide? This big, burly, bald, black dude. I forgot his name. He could get it. He's still very young, and he has a future.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Biden could get it. Biden seems like he have like a bag of cocaine.
Now we're done.
Biden seems like he got drugs and alcohol in his pants.
We're done. We're done. Let's not. No way. Okay, you guys, we gotta get ready to wrap this up. Great show.
It was fun.
Great show, super fun. We always tell ourselves that we're going to do less time than we end up doing, and then we turn around and before you know it, you know, now it's already been almost
because rubber bands could be fascinating, and me and Ty could talk about it for 45 minutes
all day.
We have an unhealthy way of conversing about crap
bullshit
for hours
straight bullshit. All right, so let's close this out on some thoughts here.
I can't even see your notes. You scribble over everything.
I don't know why I fucking did that. I like good scribbles.
Okay,
too,
like can't make out a word.
Having to read this. Firstly, it is Martin Luther King Day. So if you have a reason to hate somebody, why? Ask yourself that. If it's a real reason it's something personally dealing with them, then explore that. But if it's just because they look different, kill yourself.
In all honesty, that's actually real because
it's stupid.
It's just skin color. I couldn't control what color I was.
It's
so
stupid.
Why hate me as a result of it?
Don't hate. It's too easy to do. I love everybody, yes. Man. So
we're all gonna die.
Exactly. Richard Sherman, hey man, good luck in the Super Bowl, dude. But,
enjoy it, baby. Be a
just
fool.
Just don't go to San Francisco anytime soon.
Act the fool, boo. Crabtree, watch your back. He don't like you.
that's hilarious. Ladies, let your man
breathe.
Be yourself. Let him breathe. Ladies, understand that you are valuable to us. You are. Just let us come to that conclusion. So don't force that conclusion.
Exactly.
Let us come to that conclusion.
So he'll make you come later. What?
Exactly. You see the wordplay? Jay Leno.
Thank you, baby.
You're awesome, dude. And I have nothing but respect and love for you.
You're
going
to be bored as fuck now. What are you going to do?
Thank you for every opportunity and many blessings for your future endeavors, even though you don't have to do shit for
I'm
going to
come down
life.
On Sunday. I want to meet him at Comedy Magic.
Come
we should
through.
Go meet him.
All right. Let's do it. And lastly, Michelle Obama.
It's your birthday.
The big 5-0. Blessings to you and the Obama family and the administration, because regardless of what people say, he's still doing a good job. And, you know, hey, give him a break. He has 3 more years left. So thank you guys, everybody. This has been another episode. We didn't even say where you could reach us. We're on the internet. My website is tybarnett.net.
JackieFabulous.com. Same thing on Facebook and Twitter.
That's right.
And YouTube.
Yes. Mine is Comedian Ty Barnett, and the Twitter name is TBarnett23. TBarnett23.
And if you look up Ty Barnett, Tonight Show, Jay Leno, you'll see his set. When did you do it?
It was about a month and a half ago.
Yes.
I did it.
He did. And he did awesomely. He's wearing a vest.
Hilarious.
Tune in if you're wearing a vest.
And come on out, you guys. This weekend, Jackie and I will be at Madhouse Comedy Club on Saturday.
Friday. You never want to get this straight.
Well, now it's recorded, so now at least I know.
Okay.
Friday, come on out, see us. And then Saturday, you can see her at the Ice House in Pasadena,
Me
California.
And Wendy Liebman, our new Jewish friend.
I love her.
I'm assuming she's Jewish, but she's so cool.
She's so fun. We did Vegas before. Super cool lady. Awesome. Tell her I said what's up.
That's going to be awesome.
We're out of here, you guys. Love everybody, man, for real. I know we bullshit on the show and we talk a lot of shit, but it really comes from a good place. Love everybody, man. It's that hate stuff got to go, man. It got to go. It's got to go. Sorry. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Peace.
Love you guys.